Funani's integration of its recent acquisitions has continued to help it weather tough trading conditions. During the half-year period, the financial services group reported a 19% rise in revenue, which further translated to a 10% jump in headline earnings per share. Joining me now to unpack the results in greater detail is company CEO Buthana Khosa. Thanks so much, Buthana, for your time this evening. So at the full year mark last year, we had Funani actually report a loss following, discontinued operations and COVID-19 related insurance write-downs coming to bear. How's the first half looking with a lot of your restructuring now complete? It all seems to have paid off over this period.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we're quite pleased with the results of that restructuring. We'd always believed that we had strong operating financial services businesses that were capable of generating decent cash profits. And I think it was just a question of removing all the clutter that a diversified investment portfolio usually brings. And so now that we have clear sight of how those businesses are operating, we're really pleased to see that what we believed was the case has actually panned out the way we thought it would.
In this report, you highlight and talk about revenue increasing as a result of an increase in assets under management and assets under administration as well. What sense are you getting from your clients right now of investor sentiment and approach to the markets?
Yeah, naturally, I think we all went through a very difficult time last year. There was basically a flight towards safety. We definitely saw it in asset allocation, where clients were choosing to invest most of their money, was in safer assets. It's been really very fortunate for us that our businesses are not only diversified in themselves, but in terms of the asset classes that our fund managers manage. We don't just manage one asset class. There's a spread of asset classes. And so we were able to actually capture business as asset allocations, tactical asset allocation decisions were being made. And we've seen that translate into growth in assets under management. Yeah. And, sufficient enough to make sure that revenue also increases at the same time.
Having said that, Buthana, you did acquire Nedbank's beneficiary administration book in July 2021, and that's led to a further increase in assets under management as well. What kind of acquisitive pipeline are you anticipating as the year progresses?
Yeah, it's something that you do with a great deal of caution. Businesses have been through really tough times over the last 18 months or so, and yet there's still a lot of quality. I think what this will probably usher is a season of consolidation of some form. I think we've just been trying to ensure that we are in a position to be a consolidator rather than the consolidated. And so from that perspective, we are looking for opportunities that will complement the various pillars in financial services that we currently service at the moment.
Overall, Buthana, what kind of global economic recovery are you gearing up for?
I think when we see what's happened, in the US, they've certainly had a fairly good run. I think we are having concerns around what we're seeing out of China, and it's not just really the Evergrande issues, but it's really credit extension there, because I think spending China is really good for the rest of the world. And so there is some level of concern that we see out of that particular part of the world. I think so far, I think the US is suggesting that we should have a fairly decent, I think, run. And really it's all about what the Fed decides to do, whether we are going to actually see quite a bit of monetary tightening and whether that is going to effectively result in investment capital heading their direction. I think usually when the US does perform, the world generally feels quite bullish.
Yeah.
And as long as rates remain here where they are at the moment, we think there's still some good support. But, you know, there is talk of rates increasing in about February next year. And it, you know, it will have a major bearing on how, you know, things pan out next year.
Absolutely.
We think there will be higher volatility for risk assets and increase volatility for the rand and financial markets.
Well, Buthana, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Wunani, Buthana Khosa.